Okay. When you meet someone that you know, here, for example, you're greeting somebody, what do you say?
Hi.
And asking about their health?
How you feeling?
You ever say, how are you?
Yeah.
How about when you're being formally introduced to a stranger?
How do you do?
If you've enjoyed a friend's visit, you might say, and they're leaving, you might tell.
Yes, it's been fun. Come back.
Yeah,
come back and see us sometime.
What do you say when you meet somebody on Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Have I ever heard any other kinds of greetings for Christmas?
No, not really.
What do you say on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
All right. What might somebody say, meaning thank you, and it starts off, I'm much...
I don't know. I'm much appreciative.
Much obliged?
Much obliged, yeah, I have.
Ever heard much obliged?
No.
If you're not sure whether you'll have time or not, you say, well, I... blank, I'll have time.
I hope I'll have time. Or I think I'll have time.
Yeah?
How about other words? I doubt I'll have time.
Okay. I guess, what you're
saying? I guess I have time.
And you might say, I have to go downtown to do something.
Work?
I have to go out to the mall to do something.
I was shopping.
You made a purchase, and the storekeeper, instead of putting it in a bag, might take a piece of paper and...
wrap it.
Right, and when you get home with it, you...
unwrap it.
If you have to sell something for less than you paid for it, you say, I had to sell it...
at a loss.
If you belong to a club, you have to pay the...
membership or dues.
Mm-hmm. If it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is...
do.
If you haven't got any money, you go to a friend and try to...
get a loan?
Or try...
borrow some money?
If somebody's gently refusing a loan, you might say, money is...
the root of all evil. money is tight.
Okay. How about the other word that you use in the expression, with hen's teeth?
Money is scarce as hen's teeth.
Okay. Somebody's going swimming, he ran down the springboard and...
dived in.
Alright. When you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that...
belly buster.
If somebody puts his head on the ground, it kicks up his feet and goes over.
Somersault.
Ever heard that called anything?
Tumble.
Ever heard tumble set?
No.
I'm just going to show you this and ask if you've ever heard of it.
Not really.
What does baby do before it's 8 years?
Crawl.
Somebody who got caught in the whirlpool and didn't get out, you'd say he was...
he drowned.
After he went out for the third time, you'd say he...
well, he drowned.
Right. I wasn't there, I didn't see him.
Drowned.
You saw something up at the top of the tree and you wanted to be able to see it closer, so you went over to it and...
looked, got a closer look, climbed the tree.
Okay. That would be a hard mountain to...
climb.
My neighbor...
climbs.
But I never have.
Climbed.
If somebody wants to hide behind something low, you say he has to do
what? Hunker down.
Okay, anything else?
Squat or kneel.
She went up to the altar and she...
knelt.
Right. If you're feeling a little tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and...
lie down.
Right. If somebody didn't get out of bed, you'd say, we're all morning here.
Just lay around.
Okay. If you talk about something you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I...
dreamed.
You say, I dreamed so-and-so, and all of a sudden I...
woke up.
If you bring your foot down, have your foot like that.
Stomp.